Hello, Billy Reeves here. Welcome to the K-Scope podcast. Hope you're well. Polaris, the new album from progressive metal innovators, the award-winning Tesseract, back with vocalist Dan Tompkins. The album is out now via their UK label home, K-Scope, in a partnership with E1 Music in North America, as a double LP with an etched side four, a CD and DVD media book, and as an MP3 download. I caught up with guitarist James Monteith recently. We'll hear from James after this. The opening track, Tesseract, Dystopia.
Frustration.
Tesseract, Dystopia, from the new album, out now, Polaris. Now, I caught up with the guitarist of the band, James Monteith, recently, and of course started by asking him about the creative process behind the new album.
I think basically in the Tesseract songwriting process, we're constantly striving to do something different and interesting, for the purpose of doing something different and interesting. I think mainly because we all get bored. And if it sounds like something else, it's like, no, I don't really want to play that.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely going to be an evolution from the last record. It's definitely exploring the more progressive side, the melodic side, and lots of layering. It's still going to have a metal edge, but Ackle's been experimenting a lot with like the sort of different sort of pickup settings, which are slightly unconventional for heavy sounds, like some sort of single coily, quite twangy sound, quite obscure in metal because that's not a normal sound you use, but still quite aggressive and abrasive.
How did the relationship with K-Scope start?
We all have quite different music tastes, and the few bands we do agree on are mostly K-Scope bands. Like, we're all Stephen Wilson fans, and then Anathema as well. Like, Anathema was our first US tour we did. We decided to take a diversion and go by the Grand Canyon, and we saw the sunset of the Grand Canyon, and we had thin air blasting out the stereo.
Wow.
So Anathema, we just associate with that amazing experience. Wow. And since then, I've discovered loads more, and we just sort of got talking. They basically came to us with loads of really fresh, exciting ideas. They seem really passionate. They're really creative in their products and their marketing, and they just seemed like really genuinely good guys who really believed in what we're doing.
What's changed between the last album and this album in Tesseract land?
I guess the big change is our vocalist. And we're working with Dan Tompkins again, who was on the first record. Although we had a great time with Ash, and we're really proud of that album. When Dan came back in, he was bursting to go, and full of enthusiasm, and you can really feel that in the work that's being created. In fact, actually, he wrote quite a lot of stuff on the tour we did in November, like when the rest of us were in the pub after the gig. He was in the back lounge recording ideas. The production rate has tripled, ever in our career. Like, we're churning music out quicker than ever before, and it's we're not teenagers anymore. You know, we're not in our 20s. We're going to tour selectively and sensibly. September we're aiming for release, and we're going to be touring from that point onwards.
Right. Well, that concludes our business. Is there anything else you want to say on the K-Scope podcast about the band?
If you haven't heard us before, please listen to us. We're all right. We're not too metal, I promise.
Thanks very much. The vision of tomorrow, will that disappear?
Tesseract. That's called Survival. The video for that is now up on the K-Scope website. Before that, you heard Hexes, their collaboration with Martin Gretsch on vocals. Dates have been announced: Australia, North America, Canada, UK, European. All the dates are up at kscopemusic.com. Your news then. Congratulations to our friend Stephen Wilson, who won 3 awards at the Progressive Music Awards this year. Hand Cannot Erase won Album of the Year and the Storm Thorgerson Grand Design Award. And Stephen was also presented with a special accolade for Commercial Breakthrough. Now, Hand Cannot Erase has also been nominated in Classic Rock's Album of the Year category. The 2015 Classic Rock Roll of Honour takes place on November the 11th at the Roundhouse in London. And you can head over to the magazine's site to vote for Hand Cannot Erase. Go to awards.classicrock.teamrock.com. Nordic Giants have announced a UK tour for November of this year, returning from the Outer Realms. It's called Seven Depths of Consciousness, a 7-date tour beginning at the Plough Arts Centre, Torrington, on November the 11th, comes into London's Hoxton Hall on the way to finishing at the Old Market, Brighton, on November the 18th, Manchester, Nottingham, Leeds and Bristol the other dates. They're really in their element on stage, combining the grandeur of their music with short films, and they make such a great use of the space in which they play for a full immersive experience. Recommended. Now, talking of live show, K-Scope present Anathema's Cathedral concert film, A Sort of Homecoming, directed by Lasse Heuler, Stephen Wilson, Catatonia, Opeth fame. A Sort of Homecoming is an amazing, stunning concert film of Anathema's homecoming show from March in the spectacular setting of Liverpool Cathedral. Coming out on the 30th of October through K-Scope, the concert was described by our friends at Prog Magazine as a once-in-a-lifetime experience that words can barely do justice. The audio was produced and mixed by Krista André Cederberg, who worked on the Distant Satellites Universal and Weather Systems album. The cover and booklet artwork features the stunning photography from the show. This is the first Anathema live release to feature a 5.1 audio mix, engineered by Bruce Sword of the Pineapple Thief. It's coming up as a 4-disc box set featuring 2 CDs, concert audio, 100 minutes long, a DVD, the full concert, plus an additional behind-the-scenes film called A Temporary Peace. And also the concert's coming out on a Blu-ray disc in a deluxe rigid media book with a 36-page booklet presented in a slipcase. Also, the concert audio only will be coming out digitally and also as a 3-LP gatefold triple, 180-gram black vinyl LP, which will also include a download code. Anathema, A Sort of Homecoming. Further details on the website. Also, some vinyl LPs as part of K-Scope's vinyl release series out now. Mick Kahn, 3-part Species, and Crippled Black Phoenix's A Love of Shared Disasters. kscopemusic.com/store. Gaspacho, the Norwegian art rock progressive outfits and friends of the show, set to release their brand new studio album, Moloch, M-O-L-O-K, through K-Scope on the 23rd of October of this year. You can pre-order that now on CD and double LP at the store. This is the follow-up to their acclaimed 2014 album Demon. They're continuing to push the boundaries for creating one of the most complicated and strangest concepts for a record that I've ever heard of. I've spoken to the band about it. You'll hear that interview in a forthcoming K-Scope podcast. And on K-Scope's sister label, Madfish, Stephen Wilson fans might be interested to hear that Adam Holtzman appears on Jane Getter's album. Premonition comes out on the 2nd of October, her label debut for Madfish, featuring a kind of supergroup lineup, including Adam Holtzman, Chad Wackerman, Alex Saltnick, Brian Beller and Corey Glover. Head over to madfishmusic.com for some previews of that. Right, we'll play out, I think, with the closing track from Polaris, the new album from Tesseract. This is called 7 Names. See you soon. Ta-ta.
Thank you.